Except number one. The matter of social unity, which can be the source of every joy and success, applies particularly to bodies and bodily matters in people. And the separation between them is the source of every calamity and misfortune.
כן. זאת אומרת, אנחנו צריכים להגיע למצב...
Good.
Excerpt number two.
תנאי מחויב לכל אומה שתהיה מלוכדת...
It is a must for every nation to be strongly united within. So all the individuals within it are attached to one another by instinctive love.
נו, טבעית מה שהבורא ברא מלכתחילה.
Well, natural. I mean, the good situation that will come in the end.
Moreover, each individual should feel that the happiness of the nation is one's own happiness, and the nation's decadence is one's own decadence, and one should be willing to give one's all for the nation whenever needed. Otherwise, their right to exist as a nation in the world is doomed from the start.
In other words, such inclinations, feelings of the world. Go on.
Three. The vitality is mainly through unity, by all the changes being included in the source of the unity. And it depends. For this reason, love your friend as yourself is the great rule of the Torah, to include in unity and in peace the vitality, sustenance, and correction of the whole of creation is mainly by people of differing views becoming included together in love, unity, and peace.
אתם יכולים לשאול, אבל בכל זאת, אם יש לנו...
What if you have an Oran Gilad?
Exit number four. Unity that comes through seeking to benefit each individual for the purpose of each individual loving himself is coincidental. Unity, whose origin is one's love for oneself. It is unsustainable as it has no real center. Even when the unity appears to grow, it will end in a flame of hatred and civil war, since each one will pull toward his own benefit. Conversely, unity that comes by recognizing the value of the higher purpose, which comes only by peace among people, its basis is love of everyone, and it will last. And the more it continues, the more it will grow and strengthen. Excerpt number five. We must establish for ourselves special education through widespread circulation to instill in each of us a sense of national love, both from one person to another and from the individuals to the whole, to rediscover the national love that was instilled within us since the time we were on our land as a nation among the nations. This work precedes all others, because besides being the basis, it gives the stature and success to all the other actions that we wish to take in this field. Excerpt number six. It is known that the most important is the true connection among the friends. This causes all the salvations and the sweetening of the judgments. When you gather together in love, brotherhood, and friendship, by this all the judgments are removed and sweetened with mercy, and through the connection, complete mercy and revealed kindness are revealed in the world.
כן. כמו שאנחנו רואים נגיד
קטע מספר 7. בואו
excerpt number 7.
יסכימו פה אחד לבטל ולבער
When all human beings agree to abolish and eradicate their will to receive for themselves,
each one for himself,
and have no other desire but to bestow upon their friends, all worries and jeopardy in the world would cease to exist. We would all be assured of a whole and wholesome life, since each of us would have a whole world caring for us, ready to satisfy our needs. Yet, while each of us has only a desire to receive for oneself, this is the source of all the worries, suffering, wars, and slaughter we cannot escape. They weaken our bodies with all sorts of sores and maladies, and you find that all the agonies in our world are but manifestations offered to our eyes to prompt us to revoke the evil shell of the body and assume the complete form of the desire to bestow.
כן. זאת אומרת, אם אנחנו צריכים לדעת...
קטע מספר 10.
Excerpt number 10. Man is inherently born to lead a social life. Each and every individual in society is like a wheel that is linked to several other wheels placed in a machine. This single wheel has no freedom of movement in and of itself. But continues with the motion of the rest of the wheels in a certain direction to qualify the machine to perform its general function. And if there is some malfunction in the wheel, the malfunction is not evaluated relating to the wheel itself, but according to its service and role with respect to the whole machine.
14.
Excerpt number 14. Throughout the generations and in all the cultures, man faces one and only question: how to overcome separation, how to achieve unity, how to go beyond our lives as individuals and find ourselves in a state of unity.
Well, and 15 last.
Number 15. It is not neutrality for which we are demanded, but rather cohesion. We are demanded not to blur the boundaries between the fellowships, but rather to recognize the common reality and sharing of the test of mutual responsibility. The separation of the hearts is an illness that afflicts the nations of our time. And one who comes to heal it through a compulsory fusion is making a mistake. The unity in the organic structure is lacking. For the time being, there is no cure for this, except for people from different circles of views who need each other with a pure heart to exert together to reveal the common basis.
Yes.